The curves on the left side, on the last slide, were theoretical. They were drawn to represent idealized data. The curves on this slide are more like what you might see where you're actually collecting your own data. So on the top, let's use the words we've just learned. The top distribution on the left is unimodal and symmetrical, roughly. I mean, it's not perfect, but that's what we would refer to it as. And the underlying distribution here is probably normal. The distribution on the right top is also unimodal, but probably not symmetrical. You can see that there's, even though that this is a histogram, you can imagine a smooth curve, and you can imagine that the tail is tapering off farther to the right than it is to the left. So this would be a positively skewed distribution in histogram form. The one in the bottom left is bimodal. It's not the perfect bimodal. It's more like the fishing distribution bimodal, where you have a major mode on the left and a minor mode on the right. Whether it's symmetrical, well, that depends. I mean, you could see it both ways, I guess. I'd probably end up calling this symmetrical. And then on the bottom right, you have a negatively skewed distribution. The smoothness is gone from these because these are drawn to represent what data might look like if you'd actually collected it from not an infinite number of subjects, but sort of a finite number of subjects that would constitute most samples in psychology experiment.